We want to look tonight at soft answers to tough questions, loving our enemies because we want them to be persuaded to believe. Tough questions about miracles, and they're asking the question, weren't the Bible miracles magic tricks that fooled the simple, primitive people? Well, what an egotistical way of thinking about it, that we're so smart now. We have the electric light bulb, you know. And I don't know how it works. I just put electricity to it. I was interested, being a magician myself, in David Blaine's second TV special. He showed magic tricks to some natives in a jungle. He was in South America, as I remember. So he floated a leaf from a tree using invisible thread. There's such a thing as invisible thread. It's the type of thread that is used to sew eyeballs and things, and it's just at any distance you can't see it, but it's strong enough to hold up a leaf. Normally they float a dollar bill, but he was using it for a leaf. And he was expecting people to say, oh wow, you know, but that not so. These natives, simple primitive people, it was fear, and the man ran away. Get away from me, the hooju muju, you know. And I remember Blaine kind of embarrassed running after me. He said, no, it's a trick. It's a trick. And the guy is just running away. The native, believed that he had seen the miraculous, and he did not want to be involved in the supernatural. That's just wrong, you know. I know the way things are supposed to be, and leaves don't float like that. So it's often said that people who lived during biblical times were simple-minded, superstitious, and so were tricked into believing that miracles happened. This is just not so. This is a complete ignorance of the history and of the way people are. These people claim that we live in a scientific age that has outgrown superstitions. But you look around, you're going to find a lot of superstitions in this scientific age. They've developed the mental capacity to recognize these miracles as myths rather than actual phenomena. But a close study of the records, actually looking at this historically, you showed that the accounts were not a superstitious reaction to a clever trickster. We saw that on the David Blaine show, fear and so on. And it is, we see this in the Bible, all the angels appearing, supernatural beings, and what is the first things they say? Fear not. Right? Because these people were scared to death, seeing things they've never seen before. The responses to the miraculous acts of God show the same surprise and discomfort that a modern man would have if placed in the same situation. I mean, if you were watering a rose bush, and one of the roses turned around and looked at you and said, what are you doing? You know, you would maybe look for electronics, but that would be scary. It would be horrible just to see this. Your entire back would crawl with weirdness. And they responded like this, like you would, recognizing that what was happening was miraculous, was supernatural. So people living at the time of Jesus knew certain things were true and certain things were false. They knew that men born blind didn't regain their sight. You might get a punch and you couldn't see for a while and then it healed up, see. But people born blind. So John 9:32. Since the world began, was it not heard that any man opened the eyes of one that was born blind? They knew that if you had 5 loaves of bread and a few fish, you could not feed 5,000 men besides women and children. They knew this. You and I know that. John 6:14. Then those men, when they had seen the miracle that Jesus did, said, this is of a truth that prophet that should come into the world. These were things that convinced them he had supernatural power. They knew that men cannot walk on water. I tried that accidentally. Went under before I knew how to swim. It was a scary thing out of my grandpa's house. Matthew 14:26, and when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, disciples who knew him, they were troubled, saying, it is a spirit, and they cried out for fear. People don't walk on water. Spirits, ghosts do. And they knew, probably from much experience, that men do not rise from the dead, especially after a crucifixion death. John 20, verse 25. The other disciples therefore said unto him, we have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, except I, doubting Thomas, except I see in his hands the print of the nails. You probably saw somebody else who didn't get crucified. But I have to see the print of the nails and put my finger into the print of the nails. And, by the way, that wound in his side that nobody expected, that's not usual for crucifixion, where they stabbed him just to see if he was completely dead. They don't do that normally, see? Thrust my hand into his side. I will not believe. This has to be proved to me, he says. So Thomas refused to accept the testimony of an unbelievable event of the resurrection. To his credit, of course, when he saw Jesus, and it was Jesus, it was the Jesus that he knew, that loved, he said he believed. Confronted with the undeniable fact, he recognized the power of God. John 20:28, and Thomas answered and said unto him, my Lord, my Master, and my God. Full belief, full belief. So they were not expected to believe the ridiculous, and neither are we. I tell you the story of when I was working at out in Denver. I learned to do grown-up magic, and I started hiring myself out to do some magic and get some money for it. And I was at a mall opening, and I was doing sponge ball tricks. You've perhaps seen me do that with some of the kids on the race day. But little sponge balls, and they disappear there and appear in their hands and so on. Having fun, the parents came. Oh, that's fun. And I said, well, can I try something with you? So I did a mind-reading trick. We had little pieces of paper, and they write things on it, and I would hold it up, and I would tell them what it was and so on. I was exchanging that, and when I opened up one, I said, I want you to write on here. I was looking at what they wrote. You see, you just have exchange. And when I was done, they said, well, do you have meetings or anything? They were ready to join my cult, and I was a guy that was just doing SpongeBob magic with the kids. Come on, you know, really? With this great scientific age, you know, we don't believe in these things. So they were ready to believe. Do you have meetings? You know who they were? These people lived in an agricultural age. The everyday people living in those times were tough-minded agricultural people who were no less skeptical than we are today. These are people that knew life and death and dealt with it, and, you know, we get squeamish when we think about killing the animals. No, I'd rather go to the grocery store. I'm sorry they all got killed before they went to the grocery store. I don't want to see that. I don't want to be a part of that. But I know that it happens, you know. And these are the people that dealt with it every day. These were people who knew what life was like. And these miracles were just miracles. When they were confronted by inescapable and undeniable facts, they had to believe. My brother was working for a transmission place and had a guy from the farm come in. My brother had it all worked out. He was talking to it, and he says, now this is tough, and you're your transmission is bad, and we got this deal, and we can do this. And the guy just folded up things and stood up, and he says, well, young man, that was pretty fast talking, and I think I'll go someplace else. And he just walked away. They're pretty tough-minded guys, you see. You can't understand everything the salesman's saying. He says, I'll just go someplace else, thanks. Miracles interfered with the natural order. These are not tricks. I do a trick with my ring where I take it off. I work real hard to get it off, and then it disappears. And when they look over, it's back on my finger, you know. So what? You know, nobody got cured of cancer there. We just, it was a trick with a ring, you know. It's just a nothing thing. But these things were big. These were important. This was the person who never walked could walk. The person that had incurable leprosy was cured. Where the skin had been eaten away, it was regular skin again. They were healed. It interfered with the natural order. And I would say this, that modern man is not necessarily smarter. He might have smarter tools, but he just does not want to believe in a miracle-working God who calls him to repent, calls him to believe. So he's going to deny that the miracles were real. That's what's going on here. John 3:18-20. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And why is this? This is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light. And why? Because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest the deeds should be reproved, or their deeds should be discovered, the light would see it. There is not a great distinction in mankind. People live and die and understand these things, and when they're faced with an actual miracle, they recognize what it is. All right, let's bow for prayer. Father, thank you for the opportunity we have to serve you by giving, to serve you by listening, to serve you by worshiping, by serve you by singing, and Father, by speaking to others of the truth, telling them, recognize who these people were, accurate records being kept and being talked about. Give us the very opportunity to say true miracles were being done. And so we ask that blessing on us as we seek to commit the truth to others, and we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.